The 27th of September 2021. My name is Joe and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1291. Today's episode is titled, Eat Apple. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
The apple picking season is coming to an end and apples are my favorite fruit and I eat them every year. Our nutritionist gave us many apple recipes and ways to eat apples during harvest time. There are so many different ways to eat apples and how to eat them with the right core. There are no side effects when you eat an apple, and you can get some healthy tips, so check out our list of 7 healthy foods. I am no expert on the many ways to eat an apple, other than to eat it right from the core, but I would like to share a few recipes with you. Although there are many foods that contribute to a healthy heart, apples are not known for their heart-healthy properties and are often removed from the list, but the benefits are huge. Not only have apples been shown to have a lower risk of heart disease, but also flavonoids found in apples have also been associated to a 20% lower risk of stroke. The good thing is that apples are rich in vital vitamins and minerals, including vitamins C and K, calcium and phosphorus. They also contain soluble fiber, which helps to lower cholesterol and win the heart. If you're a smoker, eating apples can play a role in preventing lung cancer, studies show. Oranges are good for dogs to eat, according to veterinarians, even if they do not like the strong smell of citrus fruits. They are an excellent source of vitamin C, potassium and fiber, and can in small amounts be a treat for your dog. Feeding your dog just a few slices of apple peel should not be a problem. However, some veterinarians recommend putting the peels aside and offering the dog only the flesh of the orange pips. Orange peel can damage your digestive system, and the oil can cause your dog to turn its sensitive nose up. Apples contain a lot of sugar and water, so you should not feed them to the pathogen. Offering apples as an occasional treat is fine if you are trying to ensure a balanced diet with various fruits, vegetables, and plant substances. If you allow them to eat apples, allow about 25 gram slices at a time. Slice the apple, cover with lemon juice, and add to your favorite sandwich. Smoothies are a quick selection and it is possible to modify the taste by adding different fruits and vegetables. To change this, cut the apple into quarters, cover with lemon juice and sprinkle with a little cinnamon to enhance the taste. To make a delicious little apple snack, preheat your oven to 225 degrees Celsius. Arrange the apple slices on a baking tray. Cut the apple in half, cut the bulk of the inside and leave the edges to make a stable bowl. In a saucepan, bring the apple to the boil with water and cinnamon. Apple peanut butter is a simple, child-friendly snack and a delicious way to use the apples you pick from the orchard. Proceed spicy and add apples to chicken or pork recipes by adding chopped apples and fillings. It is said that one apple a day keeps the doctor away, thanks to the tasty fruit's many health benefits. No matter how you eat apples, leave the skin out because it contains the most nutrients. Apples are an excellent source of vitamin C and fiber for your dog. The power fruit is low in fat and a good source of calcium and phosphorus, making it a fantastic snack. Apples are bursting with vitamins A, K and C, and they are a great source of fiber. If you decide to give your dog an apple-flavored product, read the ingredients carefully and it is best to consult with your veterinarian before giving any kind of human food to your dog. Avocados are a healthy snack for dog owners, but should not be given to dogs. Asparagus is not harmless to dogs, but there is no point in giving it to them. In addition to fiber and flavonoids, apples contain bacteria, especially the good varieties that promote intestinal health, and most of them are found in the fruit core, which also includes stalks and seeds. According to a study published earlier this month in the Frontiers in Microbiology journal, a single apple contains 100 million bacterial cells and if you throw the nucleus out, you have consumed 10 million of them. If you eat an apple daily, keep the doctor away and don't eat the kernel because you miss some of the most nutritious parts of the apple. A population study of 2013 found that people who replaced 3 servings of fruit juice per week with the same amount of whole fruits, including apples, had a 7% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes than those who did not eat fruit. Although it is sensible to eat an apple instead of a bag of crisps or
chocolate bars, smart dietary choices can lead to less weight gain. A study published in the Journal of Nutrition found that women who ate 3 apples a day were twice as likely to lose weight as women who did not eat. A 2011 study suggests that those who eat the most fiber have a lower risk for developing type 2 diabetes. People with diabetes who eat a high-fiber diet have lower blood sugar levels. If you are worried about the toxic hazards that can result from eating many apples, it may not be worth eating seeds obtained from beneficial bacteria. Apple kernels contain small amounts of toxic hydrocyanic acid, a substance that can be fatal in high doses, and you can eat hundreds of seeds without risking poisoning. Middle apples provide fiber and other nutrients and are said to be sweet snacks, but they also have additional health benefits.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.